Aho and welcome across the veil. I'm April, your host and facilitator for the next hour. Across the veil is the unique experience of communicating with those who have preceded us across the veil. During this hour, you may receive a message, hear from a loved one, a friend, and the angels, your guides, teachers, masters, anybody who may want to come across to bring you a message. The phone lines are open, so we want to encourage you to call in with your questions or to see if we can make a contact for you. We want to also let you know that next week we will be doing a pre-recorded program of an Across the Veil event that will be happening this Sunday evening in Homer, Alaska. I'm going to have a couple other very gifted folks working with me, and we're going to be doing a live event. We're going to pre-record that for you. And we want to encourage you to listen to that. Also, this week we are taking phone calls, and please keep trying. If the lines are busy, just keep trying. When you get a message, it might seem like the messages are a little bit strange or might not match up with what you recognize or that type of thing, and that's okay, because sometimes when a message comes through, it'll come through, maybe a friend will bring in the information, or somebody that doesn't necessarily resonate with you, but it will validate itself down the road. They always do. They're never wrong. Let's put it that way. When they come across and they're bringing messages, sometimes it can feel a little confusing. I had one gal who we were working, and a message came through for her, and I had asked her a question, and she says, well, that can't never happen. That's just not ever going to be a possibility for it to happen. And lo and behold, it happened within 30 days of them bringing that information across. So you want to, you know that the messages sometimes can validate themselves over time, and or maybe a conversation with somebody else will say, oh, yeah, that was my mother's next-door neighbor who used to babysit us, those type of things. So when the messages come through, they, like I said, they may seem a little bit confusing, but that's okay. It will validate itself during the time of the, since you've had your reading, and sometimes it takes a little bit of time. I'm really being pinged by a number of different, I want to say guides that are coming through of folks that are listening to the program or are part of the program today that are feeling a little bit of a out-of-sync confusion, like they're not quite, I don't want to say you're not feeling well, but you're just kind of out of sync. You just don't feel like you're fitting in your skin is a good word for it. You just don't feel quite like yourself. And I've got a number of guides and different energies that are coming in to share the message that this is a normal situation with some of the stuff that's going on environmentally. What they're showing me is, for example, up here we have our volcano that's doing its little rumbling again and getting ready to spout off. And that kind of sends some different vibrations through the planet, through the, what's going on. And sometimes that'll affect people, you know, as far away as in a whole different part of the world, because of that vibration that it sends through the Earth. We also have Mercury, who has gone retrograde, and we know that during yes, our tongues get big and we can hardly talk. When Mercury goes retrograde, that things begin to be redoing, rebirthing, is what a lot of Mercury is about. And a lot of times when it's in the air, that's what causes technical difficulties. That's what causes, like, I'm having a little bit of trouble speaking today. Those type of things. And so what they're showing me is with those types of things going on within our planet, and there's other things going on they're showing me in different parts of the world, it kind of throws us all off of balance. It kind of throws us all off of sync. So if you're feeling that way, and if you're feeling like it doesn't quite connect, or it doesn't quite feel comfortable, or like I said earlier, you don't feel like you're in your skin, that's okay. That it's just, you're just kind of being affected by external sources. And so that's what these guides are showing me, is that there's a number of people that are feeling that. That there's a number of people that are being affected by this type of thing. And it's okay. Just kind of regroup, kind of realign yourself. A lot of that re-energy with Mercury comes in quite a lot when it goes into retrograde. Yesterday I had one of those days where I felt like I should have just gone right back into bed and restarted the day because everything just did not want to go properly. So don't feel like you're alone in this, because I've got a number of teachers and guides that are showing me that are kind of standing here, and they're kind of pinging me a lot and saying, you know, let Joanne, let Liza, let Sue, let Dan. I'm hearing just this continual reference to different names of people that are being affected by this. It's okay. It's going to pass. What I'm hearing is that Mercury will end up going the right direction again real soon, and we'll all go back to how we're used to having things happen. And sometimes if you're having any kind of technical difficulties, if you're experiencing any types of financial difficulties or those type of things during this time frame that's an unusual, like out of the blue, you know, a strange thing will happen with your finances, you misplace your wallet or that type of thing, it's because of that type of energy that's going on in the planet. Just kind of stop, take a minute, take a big breath, do some grounding, do some focusing, and like I was saying yesterday, I felt like I should just get back in bed and restart. And that's kind of what you're doing when you ground yourself and you focus yourself and you bring yourself back into harmony within the atmosphere, within what's going on within the planet. And then you'll start feeling better. Then you'll start feeling stronger. Then things will start flowing much better for you. I'm also feeling the impression that I need to share with folks. But once again, doing that balancing where we started our feet, so I want everybody to kind of just sit quietly, put your feet flat on the floor, your hands can rest comfortably at your side, and drawing the energy up from the earth as if you're a big plant, you're a large tree, and you're going to bring up through your root system the energy that you need to supply your body, to support your body, to bring you health, and to bring you balance, and to bring you into clarity, bringing that energy up as you breathe in, bringing it up, and as you're exhaling, letting any of the stresses, any of the confusion, any of the unbalanced energy that you feel around yourself, allowing that to depart. And as the energy is flowing up through your body, you want to have it circulate back down and out through the rooting system as well. Using your breath is such a powerful tool that we have, because when we breathe, we actually only breathe enough to stay alive. If you're not using breath therapy work, or if you're not breathing where you fill the whole body with the oxygen, you're just doing enough to stay surviving. And we need to supply the nutrition we need to the body. So you want to do that through your breathing, drawing up into your body and then allowing it to go back down as you're exhaling, letting go, releasing, recharging, rebalancing all of that energy within yourself. And you want to do this on a daily basis, especially during this time when things are kind of shifting and kind of changing, and it's affecting many of us in our ability to move forward and to stay clear focused and to see things on a much clearer balance right now. I just had the neatest thing happen. I'm sitting here looking out my office window, and this beautiful mother moose and her calf, her cow, yeah, she's a cow, she's a calf, have just kind of tootled by the window, so Moose has stopped in to say hello today on the radio program. It is so neat when little things like that happen. And I'm hearing I have a message for a Charles. Charles, I need to let you know that some of the decisions that you're making in the business world, they seem to you like you're taking, your angels are showing me, you feel like you're taking some risks, and you're wondering if the people, it feels like you work within the financial community, and you may be working with some people on loans, giving people loans. They want me to let you know that you can move forward with that with confidence, that as things are changing and as things are coming into balance, it's going to work out okay. They're also showing me that they're kind of pointing to the tummy, to the solar plexus area. And they're wanting me to let you know that use that feeling within yourself. If you get that feeling that says, I shouldn't go there, I shouldn't do that, or this one doesn't quite feel like it aligns correctly. Listen to that feeling. Listen to that gut communication, because that's what's going to give you the direction that you need. It's your guide speaking to you. It's your guide communicating with you. They're also showing me, Charles, that you have, you need to take more of your personal power back, where you are able to speak your truth, speak your voice, say what it is you need to say. There's a strength in that you need to really connect with. And for some reason, I'm feeling that also connects with what it is you do with finances. And it feels like you do loans or you do lending of some sort, because I'm seeing an exchange of money going from your hand to someone else's. And they're saying that you're okay, but listen to your gut and know what to do, but also be open to speaking your truth, speaking the messages that need to come forward. I have a message for a Joanne. Joanne, they want me to tell you that your sister is fine, that she has not communicated with you because of the fact that she is in a location where she cannot make a contact back to you, but that she is fine, that everything is okay. You don't need to carry a concern for her. You don't need to be worried about her. That a lot of this, what we were sharing earlier, they're showing me would be very beneficial to you. Just kind of sit quiet in your mind, quieting yourself, doing some of that big, nice breathing into your body, and as you're exhaling, they're showing me letting go of the fear, letting go of the worry, letting go of the concerns. And it's just simply that she's in a place where she cannot communicate. It's kind of like, I don't know if it happens where you're at, Joanne, or not, but here where I live, oftentimes what will happen is we can't make cell phone contact because we can't get a signal to one of our towers. And it's kind of like that situation. So don't worry about her. She is okay. She's doing just fine. I have a William that has come in, and he wants me to tell his children. I'm hearing the name Samantha or Sammy along that line. William wants to bring in the message of love and hope, and he wants to encourage you to all connect with your mother at this time as we're going into Mother's Day weekend, that he really wants you to get her love for he's showing me for him as well as for yourselves of reuniting that. Once again, where we go with some of that stuff that's going on with Mercury, doing some of that reuniting of love and of a heart. He's pointing to heart, reuniting that connection within. It feels like a couple of your siblings, Samantha or Sammy, may have pulled away and are not necessarily communicating. And it's kind of like he's asking you to bridge that gap. He's asking you to make that extra step to help reunite that, to bring peace to your mother, to bring harmony and love to your mother in this time with us going into Mother's Day. He really is showing me a very tenderness there. He's also showing me that he was not a tender person at all when he was here. He tends to be much more gruff. He tends to be much more stern. And he wants you to bring in the tenderness. For some reason, he's still kind of hanging on here. There's something about bridging that gap. Apparently, there's been some type of rivalry or split or division among your family, your connections, that type of thing that are creating a sorrow spot in your mother's heart, and he wants that he's trying to give you the strength to be able to bridge that gap, to bring in that love and that peace to her again that he feels so badly that he did not bring during the time while he was alive. He's showing me that this is a big healing process for her as your mother and as the rest of you all come into alignment with this. That it'll be okay, and just do what you can. Don't feel like you fail if you can't get everybody in line, but know that he's there to help, that he's there to encourage, that he's there to help give answers. And once again, I do want to encourage anyone who may want to contact us, to give us a phone call and see if we can make a connection for you today. See if we have anyone from the other side that may want to visit and or your guides. I have a circle of angels that are going around an area, and they're showing me that there's a big protection there, that there's something going on in a community where they're really doing a lot of protection work. I wish I could see. I know that it's over the lower 48 of the United States. I can see that, and I'm about in the Midwest. I'm not able to connect with a city name, Elmira, something along that line with the A at the end of it, so like Elvira, Elmira, L, something like that. They're protecting from whatever's going on. I don't know if you have something going on within the weather systems, or if you've got something going on naturally, or if there's been something that's happened that has a negative vibration. They're there to help. They're there to bring peace back to the situations. That's what I'm seeing, because they're everywhere. They're just completely surrounding your community. They're bringing a lot of their love and their healing to your community at this time. When we were talking at the beginning about some of the things that we can do to bring ourselves into balance, and we were talking about breathing being one of those tools that we have, doing it in a manner where we fill our body and we fill our lungs and we bring the nutrition in. What I'm seeing to share with you as listeners to the program is that you want to fill your body, and there's a type of rhythmic breathing that you can use that actually fills the body, where you, as you're breathing in, you're filling your tummy and you're filling your breast and you're filling your chest. And then as you exhale, you're exhaling out through the breast, and then the tummy, and that you want to do this in a rhythmic pattern. And as you're thinking about this and you're doing this, it's something that will help bring in that balance to you a little bit more rhythmic and a little bit more, it's kind of like resetting. They're showing me that a lot of us need to reset that circuit. We need to reset that. And through our breath, we're going to do that as we breathe in. So if you do with me, just kind of letting your body relax, allowing yourself to be relaxed. Remember, we still have our feet nicely centered on the floor, and we're bringing in that life force energy, and we're bringing in that energy we need to keep ourselves strong and healthy. And as we're exhaling, that we're letting go of, we're releasing, we're removing, we're recharging, we're rebalancing, all of those things that could be throwing us off a little bit or keeping us from feeling like we're doing okay. And when you do this, this is an excellent breathing exercise to do in the evening if you have a little bit of trouble falling asleep. Because when you do this, it brings your body into such a calm that oftentimes you'll drift right off to sleep. And when you're doing this, you want to be thinking, as you're breathing in, you're going to be thinking, tummy, breast, chest. And then as you exhale, you want to go chest, breast, tummy. Breathing in, tummy, chest, breath. And then as you're exhaling, chest, breath, tummy. And allowing that to flow within the body and doing it in a very rhythmic manner is very recharging. It's very rebuilding. It's what will help us stay in balance. For some reason, I'm really being shown to share this with you as you're listening to the program, doing this in a rhythmic manner, allowing it to flow, allowing it to be tummy, breast, chest, breast, tummy, breast, chest, breast, tummy. And just your mind is only thinking on that rhythm, thinking on that pattern. And when you're having to deal with something that maybe you don't feel the confidence or the comfort to make the decision because it's one of those things that could be overwhelming, But if you do this rhythmic pattern of breathing, it's going to bring you to a calmness. It's going to bring you to a center where you're actually going to be able to make those decisions, and you're going to be able to feel that balance coming back to yourself. And they're really wanting me to have you focus on this, those that are listening that are needing this extra boost of balancing, to do this breathing and do it very rhythmically, tummy, chest, breath, tummy, tummy, chest, breath. And just very rhythmically, as you're bringing the oxygen in very slowly, very balanced, very harmonically, it's going to recharge, it's going to rebuild, it's going to reconnect all of those circuits that are kind of not maybe connecting quite exactly how you would normally function, and you're wondering, what can I do that's going to bring this all back together? This is one of those tools that we have. We have that tool of using our breath and using our oxygen. I don't necessarily teach a breath therapy with any of my clients, but sometimes when we're working, their masters or their guides or whatever you're working with, sometimes we'll bring in these type of teachings or these types of messages. And I feel that's what's being shared now with those that are listening to the radio, that recharging, that recircuiting, that reconnecting, and how important that is and how it will help us to become balanced, to become in harmony, to become more comfortable within ourselves. And when we have to make those decisions that sometimes we think they're just too big to make, sometimes by doing this breathing, we can actually make those decisions with comfort and knowing that we're doing it through the direction of Divine Source, coming in and recharging ourselves and allowing Source to bring forward a message to you, encouraging you, helping you, bringing in some balance. I have a young man who looks to be about 6 years old that passed he's showing me right around his sixth birthday, because he's kind of showing me the celebration was going on. So he passed right around that time. This young man wants to let his parents know that he knows that they still suffer, they still feel his loss, and they still have much sorrow, but he wants you to know that he is around, that he is still sharing love. And it's not because he's not moved forward or he's not gone to the light. It's because that he wants to still be with you. And he's the expression he's using is that he's with you in spirit. And that Mom, you have a piece of jewelry that keeps seeming to be put in a different place than where you put it. And he's showing me that it's something that you rather enjoyed when he used to enjoy the sparkliness of it when he was a child, and it was something that you would wear that he was really attracted to, and that's his way of letting you know that he's stopping into Sakai, that little piece of jewelry is being moved, it's being placed in just a little bit different location, just a little different, just moving it ever so slightly is what he's showing me. He's also showing me that there has to do something, Dad, with race cars, that he used to like to do something with race cars. And in my mind, what I'm seeing are those little, like, matchbox type of little cars, but there's something about that has a really strong significance between you and he. And he's, once again, just saying that he's just hanging out. He's not stuck. He's evolving in his time and in his way, but he's still around you and still very much a part of your family. I'm seeing a rather large, white, fluffy, I want to almost say like a Malamute-ish, large type of fluffy dog. This dog just recently passed, and the owner of this dog had to actually, this dog was terminal, and the only decision to make was the decision that you did make, and the animal is wanting me to let you know that it's okay, that the decision you made was proper. They're also showing me that They are still very much in your space. They're also letting me know that should you decide you want to have another puppy, that that's fine with them, that they will play with them from the spirit side. But this is a rather large, white, fluffy, like I said, I almost want to say a Malamute-ish looking, fluffy type of dog that's coming in to let the owner know that it's okay. It's okay that things had to be the way they did, that they're still around this dog. You will, every now and then, you will feel this dog's presence, and it's because they're just letting you know that they're still there. They're still a part of you, because you, when you make a connection, you've always made a connection, whether we're always aware of it or not. They're our best friends at times, too, and they can oftentimes come through that way. This animal has also been reunited with a cat that passed about 4 years prior that was in your household as well. I'm feeling the dog and the cat have reunited on the other side in a connection way there. I have a client who has contacted me about this allergy and this a rash situation that she is dealing with, and at one point in time I could feel a lot of staph type infection in it, and now it is switched, it has changed, and I want to bring this message to you that if you're listening today, they're showing me that this infection is in fact some detoxification that you're doing within your, that's coming from within your body, and it's finding releasement areas, and that's where you're getting the releasement areas in your skin. If you can find someone that may have one of those ionic foot spas that you can place your foot and your feet into, as well as your hands. I'm seeing placing both in the water, your feet and your hands in the water, and allowing your body, creating an exit point for your body to detoxify through the water using the ionic cleanser. This would be an excellent tool to help you as your body is releasing these toxins. And a lot of this they're showing me is actually having to do with medication that you have taken over the years. There's been something that you've had to take, they're showing me, from the accident that you had, some of the medication that you were on after you were in that accident had actually created some toxic levels within yourself, and that's what your body is releasing. So just if you can locate someone who has the ionic foot cleansers in your area, that would be an excellent tool for you to use. An ionic foot cleanser, what it actually does is it creates a negative and a positive ionic charge, which you cannot feel. Some people can feel a little bit, some don't. But it creates the charge, and if it has an array or if it has a rod or whatever type of ionic cleanser that some people have, what that does is through the pressure points within our feet, and if you're aware of reflexology at all, the pressure points in our feet are associated with other parts of our body. So it's a way for our body to detoxify from and or improve the quality of health. And these pressure points and these release points in our feet and our hands as well can help the whole body. I know when I have clients who come in for reflexology sessions, and we actually do foot reflexology, many times they'll say, wow, I can feel that in my neck. Oh, I can really feel that in my back. And I'm not touching that. I'm simply working the pressure points associated with the feet. The same thing happens when you're using an ionic cleanser. The foot has a chance to detoxify or release or let those toxins go. Have you ever been around a person who has a really heavy foot odor? Oftentimes that's because their body is detoxifying, their body is releasing and letting go, and this is one of the ways that we do it, is through our feet. So when you use one of those cleansers, you can help parts of your body that maybe it wouldn't be so easy to do a cleanse on, but through using one of the ionic cleansers, that's a tool that's very beneficial for that. So if you're doing cleanses and you're wanting to find out more about it, you can go on to one of our sites, and we do have a little bit of information on there, which will help you when you're searching in your own local areas for someone who may be able to provide the service as well, and or if you're interested in purchasing your own. This is a very good tool to help improve the quality of your life. And I'm really seeing this being beneficial. The one thing I do want to say is if you're using a medication, you may want to talk to your doctors about it, because you don't want to cause it to be detoxifying a good medication in your body if it's something that you need to have there. But sometimes when we get some of this old stuff that's been hanging in here, like I'm feeling with this gal that they're sharing this information from, or this information for, that when you detoxify, she's letting go of some of these old medications that they had given her back when you were in this automobile accident, and they had given a lot of this because you needed this in your system at the time to keep you going, and now it's time to let it go. Now it's time to let the residual of that go. And a lot of times what can happen is with an ionic cleanser, this will happen as well. They're also wanting me to let you know that your daughter is going to be fine. Your daughter, who just recently was hurt, is going to be fine. Everything's okay. That she's healing just fine. I know this happened a week ago. They're showing me 5 days back. They're giving me like five. They're showing me five fingers, and they're showing in a backwards motion. So then I know that it happened in the past. And they're wanting me to let you know that she's going to be just fine. Everything is totally, totally what it needs to be, and that everything is okay. I know there's many of you out there who have some questions and have some wonderment about what your life path is bringing in and finding your life purpose. And I'm hearing a message that when we want to find our life purpose, that we can go to the core of who we are, the solar plexus, the seat, that center, that balance of who it is we are, what it is we're doing, and that type of thing. And they're showing me that you want to embrace that when you're looking for life purpose, is to go inside and look to answer those questions. Who am I? Why was I born? What have I come to do? It'll help you find the purpose in your life. It'll help you find a reason for being. I'm hearing that I need to share this message with Jesse, that to find the purpose, sometimes we have to embrace who it is we are, and sometimes we have to let go of some of the extra baggage that's not serving our higher purpose, that's not serving our higher good. They're really wanting me to show you that as you seek for your higher purpose and you seek to be on your divine path, which it feels like you're really striving to do, that it also has created for you this continual questioning of what good is it, why bother? And they want you to embrace your core. They want you to embrace your center and find that purpose. They're wanting you to look inside yourself and say, what is it I'm here for? They're really showing that this lifetime in particular that you're choosing to live right now, there's a very strong purpose for this, because about the time you turn 35, I'm seeing 33, 35, when you're in that age bracket, your life is going to make such a dramatic, dynamic shift. You're really going to become quite an influential powerhouse for those that are on life quest purposes. And because of going through what you're going through right now, that you are going to actually be able to help others in that process. Caller, go ahead.
Hi, April. It's Danielle. I just wanted to call and tell you thank you very much, because you answered every question I had.
Oh, did we get the questions covered?
Yeah, it was about my skin and about my hurt kid.
Very good, very good. I'm glad. I wasn't sure if you were going to be listening this week, and they brought the message in for you, so I figured, well, we'll have to share it with her and hope she's there.
Yes, I just wanted to tell you thank you so much, and for the other listeners, that it totally validates everything that I had, my questions. I had to sit there and ask, please get an answer to me, and boom, it was right there within 3 minutes.
Very good, very good. They're also wanting me to tell you that Andy has a special angel that has aligned with her, that she's going to help, and that may be why you're noticing some differences there with her.
Aaron's the one who got hit, and he actually, his eyes have been twitching along with his lips in sync. And so he got hurt pretty bad, and he's got black eye and everything, and now they're twitching. And
uh-huh.
I was worried that I was going to have to go to a neurologist.
Uh-huh.
And I'm really worried about him, but that was the question I had. And
okay.
So it came through.
Okay. One of the things that they're really wanting me to share with you is don't allow worry, fear, doubt or concern to take place. Bring
okay.
in light. Bring in love. When you look at him and you start seeing these little symptoms that you're talking to me about, they're wanting you to embrace him with love and light.
Okay. I did do a healing on him, and he was very receptive to it, and it did a lot of, it changed dramatically. So I wasn't as worried then. I just toned down the house and gave it very, kind of a very soft day today. No uproar, just love and floaty kind of day. And it seems to have worked a lot.
Good, good. They're showing me that if you place your hand at the back of his head, kind of like your hand is holding it like you would be holding like a baseball or a softball, and hooking
uh-huh.
your ring finger and your middle finger at about where the occipital bone is, right there back at
right.
the base of the head, and just allow mm-hmm. some energy to run in through there so that it can go into the spinal column and really
okay.
recharge that and bring, there's that mercury again, bring in a lot of that resetting, that recircuiting.
Okay.
That'll really
Perfect.
Help out as well with him. But no, they're showing me there's something very specific with Andy, not with Aaron,
okay.
but with Andy, that she's aligning with a new guide, I'm seeing it's something new for her. And you
okay.
may start noticing this a little bit more, and it's going to bring in some confidence. It's like, have you been questioning why doesn't she have some of the confidence that she used to have?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have.
It's going to bring that back up in. It's going to refilter that back up in for her with this. It's like she's got her own special little, I don't know how to word it. I guess I'm going to say angelic connection that she's got going
okay.
on right now as well.
Fantastic.
She's really showing me some strength there, as well as Courtney is doing some switching as well. She's entering into a rite of passage is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
That switching between being a child and moving into young adult, early teen, that she's in a very
mm-hmm.
special phase right there right now. And it's almost, there's times where you look at her and you just almost want to just hug her because she's got that kind of that squishy lovey feeling going on with her right now because she's in that, she's doing that rite of passage. I keep using that term with me, doing a rite of passage.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
you'll probably
she's been kind of making me want to cry.
Exactly,
kind of
exactly.
Just,
kind of that
yeah.
mother nurturing thing coming up.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
I definitely could feel
with
that.
With Andy, should I present this to her, or is this something that she's going to notice, or do I need to walk with her through it?
Kind of stand back and watch and see if she's entertaining or if she's not aware of it. They're showing me
okay.
that she kind of knows what's going on. She's more aware of it than you or I probably are even able to connect and understand that she's aware of.
Okay.
Okay? And I'm supposed to tell you to tell Courtney to save me some watermelons. I don't know why they're telling me to tell her that.
What?
To save me some watermelon.
Okay.
I'm sure she'll will completely understand that.
Yeah. She's been missing you a lot.
Do you have any other questions?
And thank you very much for tapping in.
Not a problem. We'll chit-chat with you later.
Okay, I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oftentimes when we have our children and we're in our household and things happen and we wonder about events that are going on and we start feeling like, you know, are we doing what's right or should we do this or should we do that? And we just need to really make sure that we stay away from allowing fears or concerns in a negative vibration. If it's the kind of fear in your gut that is saying to you beyond any shadow of doubt, I need to take this child to an emergency room, do it. Do it without any questions. And with this gal that I was just visiting with, I'm familiar with her and I'm familiar with the work and the things that she can do. I know that she can follow that gut leading and she can know what's the best and what's the right thing to do and she can use the energy that is within her. We all have it. We all have such powerful gifts of healing and of love and of light when we allow that energy to flow through us and we allow ourselves to become vessels. And one of the big things we have to do is watch for that fear, watch for that worry, because that opens the door for things to not go quite right. So staying in love and light and healing is really important. It's really a powerful, powerful tool that will bring in healing quicker than anything when we can use that divine connection with Source and bring in those powerful healings and bring in those powerful messages. I also have a message for Melody that you need to look in the freezer, that there is something in a plastic bag that is in the freezer that has something important on it, in it, or something for you that you need right now. I want to tell Melody with what I'm feeling to get away from your computer, go to your freezer and find what it is that you need. Go and get what it is you need. They're really showing me an urgency with that. I have spirit chills going up now my entire body. This is really an important thing for you to do. I'm not sure what it is. I'm just seeing a plastic bag I can't make out if it looks like it's papers, if it looks like something that's wrapped in white and that type of thing. But it's really important for you to get in there and get what it is that you need to get your hands on to. They're really showing me the urgency of that. I'm also seeing William again. He had come in earlier. He's wanting me to make sure that Sammy or Samantha did get the message to, he wants to help you and he wants to work with you to help bridge the gap between your siblings. He's really bringing that message forward again. Apparently this is something that he's been trying to communicate to the family, but you're the only one who's being receptive to it. Bringing that love back into the household so that you can reunite and have a reunion with your mom during this Mother's Day weekend. That there's something really important about this. The fact that he's come in twice now within the hour bringing me this information tells me that there is something really important about this and that he really wants you to know that he's there to help and that he is so sorry that during his physical lifetime he keeps using kind of giving me the feeling and using terms of he was a jerk. He wasn't that tender, loving person. He was more of the hard cut to the chase, hardcore kind of person. And he wants you to help build the gap so that this can begin to heal with your mom, and that he can, through you, basically do some loving work as well. I did also hear a message that there are those who are out there that are seeking for answers. We're getting that life purpose thing again, and I'm really seeing that coming in. And I know that there were some messages earlier for a couple of other folks about finding life purposes, about resetting and recharging and recircuiting. They're showing me that there's really something significant to finding your purpose, finding your path, finding your voice, finding the ability to say and to bring forward the messages that need to be brought forward with confidence. That once we get on this path and once we get moving forward this way, we then are in alignment to be doing the work that we have come to do, which is consequently going to open up. They're showing me like opening up the floodgates of heaven, just opening up those blessings, just opening up all of that divine light. And it's like when I do my readings and I'm sitting with my, usually with my eyes closed and connecting, and it's just such a bright light that it's almost as if I'm actually staring out my office window into the sun. It is just so bright that when we get on that life purpose, when we get on that life path journey, that we actually have that kind of power that we can work with and that we can be charged with and entrusted with. I'm hearing that I need to, it's kind of cute, apparently there's somebody who is trying to get in on the radio and has not been able to get through, and she has pinged me a couple times with her energy, and I want to share a message for you from David that he wants to let you know that everything is on time, everything is on track, and that, yes, your garage will be built this summer. Yes, you will accomplish this task, that you are a phenomenal person, and that he is really in there helping you. He's really in there bringing in, he's showing me a crew of workers. He's going out and he's basically connecting and giving people the suggestion, well, you know, I should go help my stepmother. I should go and help my aunt. I should go and those types of things. He's going out and bringing you a work crew. He's going out and bringing you people that are going to be, when you need the ground leveled, he's going to bring in the person that's going to bring in the ground leveling. When they're going to pour the cement, he's going to bring the person who's going to pour the cement for that. It's also showing me it's going to be really important for you to put an apartment above the garage area, that there's something about, I'm hearing the word sanctuary. It's almost going to be like your sanctuary, your place to go and have your quiet and have your time away and a connection with that, and allowing the house to be, I'm hearing the house of the children, the house for the children, allowing that to be for the girls, allowing that to be for the children, for them to have home, their home to come to be at. But there's something about that apartment above the garage that even though you felt like you should be doing it and using it for maybe one of the children or maybe one of somebody else having that above, you need to do that and do it for yourself is what he's showing me. And like I said, he was showing me the importance of allowing him to bring in the workers that are going to help you with this project, that it will be in alignment and in time as it's supposed to be, and you will have it this summer. He also wants me to bring over the importance of you notifying your child who is away at work, not the one at school. He wants you to tell her that it is important that she keeps herself in a proper balance. For some reason, as that came in, it's come in with that heaviness in my throat, in my in my ability to breathe freer and that type of thing. There's something about that that to share with her. Caller, go ahead. Hello? Caller, go ahead. Nope, okay, apparently we don't have anybody there. he's really wanting me to show that there's something really important about her respiratory system. She wants to use precaution or take care of her respiratory system. I'm not sure what that's all about. I don't know if it's because of the type of work that she does, that she's exposed to certain things or not, but he's really showing me the connection with her work location as well as her, that there's something to do with that. There's something very important to deal with that. He's also showing me that your grandchildren's situation, that the grandchildren's situation is one that is, as they're getting older, they're going to become a blessing. That right now, that there's sometimes when you look at them and you feel like, oh my gosh, I have so many grandchildren, or, you know, why do we have such young ones? Why do I have such older ones? There's a blessing coming in this grandchildren lineage that he wants you to be aware of as well. I'm also feeling that there is a message coming across to, I want to say, someone who feels like they're about 19 to 20, maybe 21. I'm really hearing that early 20, that 19, between 19 and 21. There's a message coming across for you, and they're showing me that you apparently walk a black, it looks like a black lab, a large black dog that you take on walks frequently. They're really wanting me to express to you, this is coming from a guide, they really want me to express to you the importance of finding your life purpose. You're really questioning that a lot right now, and your guides are very close to you right now. You have some ancestors that are very close to you right now that are loving you and trying to give you encouragement and trying to help you see your life purpose, help you see that there is a purpose for you being on this earth and being living this life that you are, that you have much to offer, you have much to give, and they really want you to embrace that, and that you're in a very rough place right now, and they want you to know that it's that you need to hang in, that you need to stay connected, you need to stay centered, you need to stay focused. And when you're out walking, there's something significant about walking your dog. There's something, they're really showing me something, you know, like taking the time to smell the roses and experiencing life and not feel so traumatic and not feel so tumultuous. It almost feels like you could have been in a relationship that's gone sour. And that it's almost as if there's a feeling of just giving up, and they don't want you to do that. They want you to move forward stronger. They want you to stand tall and true and know that they're helping, working with you. What I'm seeing is that you're fairly thin, that you have a longer face shape, and that you have blackish, darker brown, blackish hair that kind of comes down around the side of your face. They're not giving me a name. They're not giving me any other direction. They're just showing me this, and they're really wanting you to know, and or if you're a parent who has a child who is in this 19 to 21 age group that has like a black lab that they take for a walk, use words of encouragement. Send them love. Send them light. And connect with divine source and help them find their purpose. Help them find their path. Help them find who it is that they are. So that this overwhelm, it's like they're not telling you about the situation. But I'm feeling there's a loved one that's listening that knows exactly who I'm talking about, that do what you can to help them. Do what you can to encourage them, to give them purpose, to give them a reason to keep hanging in there, that it's going to be okay, that everything is going to be fine. Like I said earlier, next week's radio program is going to be a pre-recorded live event that's going to be happening in Homer on Mother's Day evening at 7 p.m. We're actually going to record that to play next Friday because I will actually be in the California area doing some work, and this way we can still bring some encouraging messages across, and you can hear and receive messages and be encouraged through a live event that will be taking place. We're really looking forward to that. And this has been April, your host and facilitator for the hour. You may have heard from some, and there may be times that you don't hear from some, and that's okay. I do invite you to feel free to contact me at april@whitewolfapril.com or feel free to call us at 907-357-7377. I welcome questions. I welcome the opportunity to validate something or maybe help bring a message across from a loved one, reuniting, those type of things. And I encourage you to contact me, and maybe we can communicate over the phone or the internet or on the program here doing the readings. You'll find out what's going on. If you want to find out more about us, you can go on to whitewolfapril.com. And there's in their books that we have for sale. I'm going to be in the month of August in Fort Worth doing a book signing with one of my new books that's been released, and things like that. You can find out all of that information. We may be in your areas. We may be doing different things, and we want to invite you to be a part of that, because with where we're at in the world, we all need to be here for one another. This has been April. Have a spectacular week, and until next time, may you be blessed with wealth, health, and abundance.